We're about to have March Against Monsanto at the Golden Gate Bridge on October 12th. And at Chrissy Fields, there's going to be a big-time Ohlone event. It's like a powwow. It's a campground site over there. We have vendors, a lot of performers, singers, and dancers. And so that's going to go on from the 12th to the 14th. And on the 14th of October, which is Monday, we're going to be at Alcatraz Sunrise Ceremony. And a lot of indigenous people from around the world come to that event. It's a very spiritual event, being mindful that we're being praying in those days. And I just want to say this Monsanto thing is very bad. They're trying to privatize on our food. They're trying to tell us how healthy we can be. And if we're poor, we're going to not be healthy because we have to buy Monsanto across the street. And them Doritos that we eat, all Monsanto. We don't realize a lot of the stuff we're eating is Monsanto related. And what is Monsanto? I have these flyers about the bridge and stuff. And I just wanted to read this off real quick so people can get a real good idea that they want to own the earth. They're trying to play God by having these seeds that they're only allowed to go through them. And then the plants that we have won't produce any seeds. So all our farmers will have to buy seeds from Monsanto. And when they genetically modify the food, it changes us as a people. All it is just filler. It's not providing us the nutritional value. And a lot of people are getting cancer and dying because of Monsanto. Now, much of our food shelves have been produced from genetically modified organisms. GMO crops and animals have been specific changes made to their DNA by slicing in genes from other species, including plants, animals, bacteria, and viruses. Imagine there's an insecticide producing fish genes in your salad. See, these are the things we don't know about. The effects of what's causing, and they just found out the pesticides that they spray is killing off the bees. And we need the bees to be out there. And we need to pray that there's harmony in the land. We are indigenous people. My brother south of the border. What's going on in Colombia too? They spraying because of the drugs, the cartels, you know, cropping. They pissed off because now they can't produce their own food out there. And it's going on. And they're invading other people's crops that are organic made. That ain't had no Monsanto related. And I am a Navajo, Diné, Arizona. We believe we come from the corn. We believe that. And we believe life is sacred. What you do to the earth, you do to yourself. We are in trouble in around the world. With Fukushima and the radiation spilling 300 tons of radiation a day, that's the most dangerous thing in the world today. And it's still leaking, and it's still worried about it. We went to the Japanese consulate. We've been going to the Canadian consulate. We've been going to all kind of politicians. We are not just people here trying to be anarchists and protest. We care about our children. We care about our food. We care about our water. When these oil companies and these nuclear power plants and all this fracking is messing up our water, giving our people cancer, making where women cannot have babies, they're sterilizing our own race of people by destroying our waters, our native land waters. When the first European came, we provided food and everything. But I see my people starving now, south of the border. We were one race of people on this continent at one time. And we shared, and we want to go back to that. We don't want capitalism.
You're here.
We also want to work in this is the altar that Patrick is creating here with another friend.
Hi, my Spanish is really bad.
Please have a seat. We're bringing more chairs.
I didn't speak English until I was five, but then my parents didn't speak it when I got up here, so now I don't speak it anymore. My name is Betty Beekeeper. I'm with Occupy Monsanto. I've spent the last year traveling around the United States, looking at the farmland by rail and storming Capitol Hill on behalf of food eaters everywhere. And here's what I've been learning. There is so much glyphosate, the herbicide that's used on the GMO crops, and the GMO crops are designed to be a pesticide. Every cell of the corn plant is a pesticide. So when you're eating that, when you're eating the corn, which is in pretty much 80% of grocery store products, you're eating a pesticide every time you take a bite of that food. So, I mean, ladies, you know what happens when you take antibiotics, you get out of balance. Well, when you're eating a pesticide day after day, you start to screw up your gut. The microbes get out of balance, and they're finding out that these microbes are imperative to our mental health. We actually have more serotonin receptors in our gut than we do in our brain. It's causing all kinds of weird diet-related mental health issues, like maybe autism, we're not sure, but when you sterilize your gut, you're actually throwing your entire body out of whack. There's so much glyphosate being poured on these crops and into the soil. I mean, we're talking millions of tons of this herbicide. Herbicide kills plants, kills everything around except for the corn that's designed to survive this this chemical warfare that you're eating. And this stuff soaks into the soil and screws up the biota in the soil as well. So you're not, the plants, the roots need these microbes in order to take up the nutrients that feed us and nourish us. When you throw that off, the plant doesn't do well, you're not getting nourished either. In fact, you're hurting your gut. There's so much of this stuff being poured on crops that it's showing up in the rain. The rain. What do you think happens when an herbicide rains on non-GMO crops, backyards, wetlands, and entire ecosystems of the entire Mississippi Delta Basin? That's not just Mississippi or Louisiana, that's several states. I mean, we're talking the whole middle of the United States has glyphosate in the rain. And that is from a study that our own government did. Speaking of our government, we no longer have a food democracy. And the reason that is Monsanto has played both sides of the aisle very well. Don't think it's just a Republican thing. It's not. Dems, Repubs, Coke, Pepsi, they're the same. We need a better option. Sorry, the little Occupy in there. Clarence Thomas, who is on the Supreme Court, is a former Monsanto lawyer. He has voted against anything that has come up that is against Monsanto. That, he was rewarded for patents on life with a seat on the Supreme Court. Hillary Clinton, who was our Secretary of State, WikiLeaks, yay WikiLeaks, proved that she was actually traveling around the world pushing Monsanto on countries in exchange for aid. She was basically a shill for Monsanto. Michael Taylor, who runs the FDA, he's our food czar at the FDA. Michael Taylor is a lobbyist. A lobbyist is deciding what's safe for your kids to eat. Now, if that doesn't bug you, I don't know what will. When a lobbyist is deciding what's safe for you to eat. And, of course, he worked on Bill Clinton's campaign back in the day. He's good friends with Hillary Clinton. The USDA is headed by Tom Vilsack. Tom Vilsack is a former executive from where? Monsanto. So we've got the USDA, the Supreme Court, the State Department, the FDA, and they're trying on the EPA. Well, actually, Obama just appointed a Republican to run the EPA. We all know that's going to go really well. Anyway, when you are buying groceries, you're voting. Where our democracy has been subverted. The only power we have now is the power of our dollar, what we spend our money on. When you're buying organic, you're not just supporting your own health or the health of the land, but also the health of the field workers. All of our brothers and sisters south of the border that come up here, that get soaked in these chemicals and they get booted, you know, they get sick, let's get another. They're generation expendable people, invisible to most Americans. When they're buying their Big Mac, that the lettuce that was picked by people that are being doused in chemicals, who cares? It's cheap, it's on the dollar menu. Woo! So when you're buying food, when you buy organic, you're supporting a better life for these people. You're supporting your own health, future health. I mean, Franklin FDR said, a nation that destroys its soil destroys itself. And he was so right. When we sterilize the soil with the glyphosate that's poured on the crops, where are we going to grow our food? How is that patriotic to destroy your own land? How is that fiscally responsible to destroy the health of your own people? How is that pro-life? Sorry, I'm going into politics again, but I guess the band is ready, so let it go.
Entonces, brothers and sisters, for those coming around, stopping, please make sure, hoy le voy a decir, compañeros, si quieren firmar y agarrar un panfleto, hay también en español y inglés, por favor, firmen. Estamos tratando de agarrar firmas contra Monsanto. And brothers and sisters, what we were saying just previously is that we have a situation here in the U.S. where it's a government problem, it's a social problem. They try and blame poor and working people that it's their fault that they eat food at McDonald's, that it's their fault that they bring them to their children there for breakfast, for lunch, and for dinner. But the truth is, why isn't the government talking about dignified wage? A dignified lifestyle where $9 an hour, you can't pay for anything, you're working for two jobs, and then on top of that, your kid doesn't get support in school. Everything falls on the individual. And that ultimately falls on society, and it's our communities that are affected. So what we're saying is that this problem with Monsanto must be seen in the light that it's a government policy to promote Monsanto. That it's the government and our taxes that goes to subsidize the millions of acres that get planted in the Midwest of corn that then get exported to Mexico. Mexico, where the country that actually corn was, you know, it's native corn, the tortilla was developed. Now Mexico actually has to import corn. Mexico, the country that developed corn, now has to import it. Why? Because this government here that doesn't pay dignified wages, that doesn't give services, that cuts once and over again, takes our money and then goes and imports it and exports it on another country, losing millions of jobs. So the problem again is this is a government problem, it's a social problem, and it's an economic problem. So please, we're trying to educate people, connect the dots between what the government does here, what it does against other countries, and why it's so important for us to be aware. So please come to the table, sign up, and we'll continue with the program.